From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama is visiting a General Motors assembly plant near Youngstown, Ohio at this hour. He's to speak to workers shortly and is expected to tell them that the economy is on the mend. There is some encouraging economic data out today. The Commerce Department reported that retail sales rose 2.7% last month. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Americans were out spending more money again in August. The biggest boost came from car sales, which jumped more than 10% due to the Cash for Clunkers program. Gas prices rose too, which pushed up the numbers. But people were also out buying at least some more sporting goods, books, electronics, food and beverages.
Definitely the needle moved forward here.
That's Brian Bethune, an economist at Global Insight.
The good news is that we've turned the corner on the recession. As the recovery progresses, things will start to improve. But for the average American household, I think it'll be hard to get your arms around this.
Bethune says unemployment will remain quite high well into next year. But the economy, he says, now appears to be moving in the right direction. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The Commerce Department released its latest producer price index this morning, a measure of inflation at the wholesale level. It jumped 1.7% last month. The Commerce Department also said that businesses cut their inventories by 1% in July. This is the 11th month in a row that inventories have declined. The United Nations said today there's evidence that both the Israeli army and Palestinian militants committed war crimes during Israel's offensive in the Palestinian territories that ended this year. U.S. Mideast envoy George Mitchell is in the region today meeting with both leaders. China's Commerce Ministry today issued a detailed criticism of the U.S. decision to impose tariffs on Chinese tire imports. China has lodged a complaint with the World Trade Organization over the matter. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
At a briefing, Commerce Ministry spokesman Yao Jian denied a surge in Chinese tire exports to the U.S. He said the tire exports grew 2% last year and declined 15% in the first half of 2009. He also criticized the assertion that a surge had cost the U.S. 5,000 jobs. If the U.S. only cares about 5,000 workers' jobs while eliminating many more jobs in the tire distribution chain, he said, and it ignores job losses in a developing country such as China, then that is truly unfair. The Commerce Ministry said that in negotiations, the U.S. had sought curbs on Chinese exports other than tires and called for China to change its tax policies, requests that China rejected as unacceptable. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 12 points at 96.39, the NASDAQ is up a fraction at 20.96, and the S&P is up a fraction. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh warned today that violent attacks by Maoist rebels are increasing. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi.
Maoist insurgents are active across a huge stretch of rural India, often targeting police and government officials and installations. Singh has described the rebels as perhaps India's biggest internal security threat. They seek to champion the rural poor, including tribal communities, who are facing the loss of land and livelihoods to development. Singh told a gathering of senior Indian police officers in New Delhi today that a campaign against the Maoists had so far failed to produce results and that Maoist violence was actually on the rise. He warned that the left-wing insurgents were influencing a cross-section of society, including certain elements of the intelligentsia. Singh spoke of the need for a nuanced strategy to combat them and for better trained and motivated police forces. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
Iraq today freed the TV reporter who threw his shoes at then-President Bush during a Baghdad news conference last year. Mukhtar al-Zaidi had served 9 months in prison. NPR's Quinn Lawrence says after his release, Zaidi talked with reporters about his outburst.
Well, he apologized to journalists in general, saying that he didn't mean to offend the ethics and the rules of journalism, but he said, I got my chance and I didn't miss it, a chance to make a statement by throwing his shoes at former President George W. Bush. And he then went on to list what he said were millions of people who had been killed or wounded, all because, he said, of the American invasion.
NPR's Quinn Lawrence. Zaidi also told reporters he was whipped, beaten, and tortured during his arrest. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.